Thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could I go ahead with your name, please?
Hi, Abigail. My name is Judith Johnson.
Hey, Judith. So can I help you today?
This is day three of waiting for a response from technical support. Basically, I called on Saturday morning, and some woman took my information and said she was going to issue a ticket, and I was not offered any opportunity to speak to anybody. Is that how it works with Archtop?
No. You said you did not get to describe your issue that you were having?
What I told her, but I didn't. I'm going to try to be polite about this. I know that English was not her first language, and there was a communication challenge going on. So I thought I should call again this morning because this is urgent for me. I'm a writer, and the problem is preventing me from being able to communicate with my editor, and we're on a deadline. So that's where the urgency in my voice is coming from.
Yeah, so, I totally do apologize about that. Could you let me know more about the issue that you're having?
Yeah, she issued a ticket, and what I told her, what happened was my email address that is associated with my website kept bouncing my emails to my editor, not to anyone else, but just to her, okay? I spoke to Apple Care because this is on a Mac and my mail is done through them. Then they said I had to talk to the host of my website. I talked to them. They said, quote, you need to change your IP address because your IP address has low reputation. I have no idea what that means, but that's what I told them.
I change IP address because what?
Because your IP address has a low reputation. It's something about it's being sent to, it looks suspicious and it's going to spam. I can't text her. I can't email her. And so they told me that I have to call my internet provider and tell them what I just told you. So I basically spent 3 hours getting to that point.
Okay. All right, no problem. So I'd be more than happy to help you out with that. Currently, I'm looking on the account to see if I'm able to locate the ticket. Quick question, Judith. Did you get our router? Are you using your own router system or are you using ours? I'm not seeing you.
I have Google, what do you call it? Nest? Is that my hold on a minute. Is that the router?
Yeah, I'm seeing that you're not connected to our system, so I'm not able to pull up to see your IP address. One moment, please. Yeah, I have limited access as it relates to your system to see what's going on. And just to better understand your problem, you said that all your emails are being bounced back from sending to your editor.
Hold on a second. Yes. Let me read you what it tells me. Okay. I've had two types of failure to send messages. Mail delivery status. No, your message to, and it's really strange. It says my message to dplusnoreply@docs.google.com has been blocked. So that was one, I guess, where I was sending her a Google Doc, and that must be how Google identifies it. But there are also mail delivery notices that say this message was created. A message that you sent could not be delivered to one or more of its recipients. This is a permanent error. The following address has failed, and it gives her address, her host, SM.
Her email address?
Yeah. her SMTP, says SMTP error from remote mail server after end of data. Does that mean it's rejected at her end or at my end?
Yeah, it seems as if she's the one that she has a problem to get mail. Did you try sending out another email to someone else that's not her?
Yes, and the issue is just with me sending emails to her on my...
Yeah, so if it's a case that you're sending emails out to other persons and it's working, and the only time you're having problems, it's with her, then more than likely, it might be a setup that she has on her end as it relates to her email server. Because as it relates to not receiving emails or emails being bounced back, it's not technically with the internet company. It's more as it relates to the settings of your email.
The settings on my email or hers?
Her email, because you're not having problems sending out emails to other persons.
Yeah, hold on one second. Let me just check something here. Yeah, I did a test with somebody. Who was I working with at that point? HostGator, and I sent an email from the address I'm talking about to him with a CC to myself, and it went through to both of us.
Yeah. Quick question. Did you ever send an email to her before?
Yes, many times. This is just a new occurrence. I updated my software. I talked to all these different, people. The HostGator said that I need to update I have to do that change of my IP address. And that's something that you guys can't do. He said your internet server will do that.
Yeah, it's not with because it's your email. And quick question. Since you changed your internet provider, you're having this issue?
No, before. I changed my internet provider.
Yes. Yeah, since you changed over to Archdoc.
Since I changed to you, yes.
That's when you started to have the issue?
I've noticed it since then. I don't know if it occurred because we work in spurts, so I hadn't been contacting, but I think I started with you in July. And I haven't had her editing anything until now. But I also found that I was unable to text her since going to you.
And you're saying, you said text her as in from your mobile device or from your Mac as well?
I typically do even text. I often do from my computer because I'm always on my computer. Oh, gosh, and I have a client calling in 1 minute.
But basically what I'm hearing from your end, it's not with you. It seems as if it's from your editors because you're not having problems sending out emails to other person. The only time you have problems is when you're sending out emails to her and when you're also text messaging her. What you can do, you can ask her if she has a different email address that you can try to send a message to and see if that works.
And if not, what do I ask her to do?
Usually once you're getting once your emails are being bounced back, it's usually a change in the email address. You can try to see if you do have the correct email address there. Look if there's a dot or a comma, or just to make sure that all the letters are correct, because you said that you used to send messages to her before.
I have her correct email address. It has always worked before.
Yeah. So what you can do, you can ask her if she's having problems sending over emails to you or problems.
She can send them to me, but she cannot receive them from me.
And is she having problems with other person sending over emails
no.
to her?
No. The only problem is for me to send emails to her. So I cannot send her documents to edit. And as it is, I'm not even, anyway, I can't say anymore because I'm going to get a call any moment. So there's nothing that you can do, this business about trying to change my IP address, that's nothing that you're able to do. Because according to HostGator, they checked the reading on my account, and they said that my internet levels were extremely low.
Yeah, with your IP address, it's typically the location of where your internet is. So as it relates to changing it, we wouldn't have, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to have it escalated for you just to see if someone from our team could reach out to you. But it seems as if it's an issue on your editor's end, okay? But I'm going to still have a go and send it over to our tech team.
So will somebody actually call and come and look at this for me?
Well, they will call you.
Okay.
Because as I said, they're going to check to see if it's an issue on our end. If not, they'll give you a call to let you know, okay?
Great. Thank you very much for your help, and have a good day.
Is there anything else I can assist with?
That's it. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Have a great one, and thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber.